आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग द टॉपिक ऑफ वननेस, वननेस। And in verse number 330, Shankaracharya says, Jivato yasya kaivalyam videhe sacha kevalah. While living, jivato, while living, if you are aloof, if you are alone, or if you have realized the truth or reality, you have become jivan mukta, then what will happen? Videhe sacha kevalah. After the drop of body, what will happen? You become again alone, aloof. So once you become jivan mukta, after death you don't have to take another body alone. You become Brahman. Yat kinchit pasyata bhedam. But if you see a little bit of difference, if you see duality or plurality, anything, little bit of difference, bhayam brute yajusmriti, then the yajusmriti says, what will come? Bhayam, fear will come. There will be fear. We have already seen, whenever there is plurality or duality, dvityat bhayam bhavati. If there are two, then there is a bhay. Then in 331 it is said, yada kada vapi vipaschidesa brahmani anante anumatra bhedam. Yada kada, whenever. Yada kada. Va api vipaschit. Now vipaschit means a wise person, a brahmavid, a pragya. A pragya means a wise person who can differentiate between atma and anatma, a pragya. Brahmani anante, how this brahman is anant, infinite. And in that you are seeing anumatra bhedam, a little bit of bhed. You think there is something other than brahman, little bit. then what did I am pasyati atha amusya bhayam tadeva pasyati see atha at once amusya to him what will happen to him immediately bhaya will come fear will come yad vijitam bhinnataya pramadata yad vijitam that which was seen bhinnataya as different pramadat because of mistake because of carelessness If you see little bit of difference, even by mistake, bhayam will come. Then he said, Shruti smriti nyaya satai nisiddhe. Shruti, Ved, Upanishad, smriti, traditional books, nyaya, reasoning, satai, hundreds, nisiddhe. It tells us again and again what drishye atraya swatmani swatmatim karoti drishye seen whatever is seen what is seen other than atma everything is seen other than atma everything is seen everything is anatma so with the anatma with the drishye atra here यह हुसोएवर स्वात्मतिम करोति आइडेंटिफाइज वेरी केयरफुल अबाउट दिस वर्ड आइडेंटिफाई दे आर नॉट सेइंग एनीथिंग एल्स इफ यू आइडेंटिफाइड विद द अनात्म वस्तु दिस अनात्म वस्तु इज आवर बॉडी कंडीशनिंग इज ऑल्सो अनात्मा होल वर्ल्ड इज ऑल्सो अनात्मा अदर देन आत्मा एवरीथिंग इज अनात्मा इफ यू आइडेंटिफाई Swatmatim karoti, what will have, what you will get, upaiti. He will suffer. What? Dukho upari dukha jata. One after another dukha comes, sorrow comes. So whatever Shankaracharya is saying is our own experience only. One after another sorrow is coming. Continuously it is coming. Why? Identify. With what? Anatma. So, whenever you get any sorrow, analyze at that time. And you will find at source it is anatma only. Try this. Whenever you get sorrow, try to find out why this sorrow has come to me. You will find it is coming from anatma vastu. Anatma vastu can be an inner thing or a sentient being also. Always dukkha will come from anatma vastu only. Then nisiddha karta. If you are identifying with the anatma, which is denied by Shruti, Smriti and Nyaya, then Shankaracharya is saying you are a wrongdoer. Nisiddha karta. I am telling you 100 times, don't do this. And still you are identifying. That means what? Nisiddha karta. You are wrongdoer. Sa mali mulucha yatha. He is like a thief. Thief also is a wrongdoer. He should not do this thing. So who is this nisiddha karta? Ajnani is nisiddha karta. We all are ajnani. In spite of listening Vedanta for so many years, 100 times they say, don't identify. Still we don't listen. Therefore, nisiddha karta. We are wrongdoer. So what we will get? You will get suffering. Dukkha, 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 one after another, dukkha will come. You see, no one can get sorrow or depression after studying Vedanta. Be very careful. Nobody can get depression, anxiety, sorrow after studying Vedanta because Vedanta always says you are Brahman, you are Satchidananda. Always says this thing. Who are you? Are you are Brahman, you are Satchidananda. Where will you get this sorrow? You can't get it. Vedanta never says you are miserable, you are sorrowful. Never, no, no. He always says, Are, aap to Sachidananda Paramatma hai. Why you are sorrowful? Okay. So one unites with the Sat, your mind gets afflicted. And when the mind gets uplifted, you get peace there. And anatma, if the mind goes to anatma, what happens? When you get sorrow, the mind is agitated. The state of mind in two states are different. When I am meditating, when I am thinking about Lord, my mind is peaceful. When I am, same mind is employed into the sansara and thinking about the objects of the world, beings or individuals, human being, it is agitated. Dukkha, dukkha, dukkha. Okay. So, in Vivek Chudamani, we find Shankaracharya is giving us many advices. Don't do this thing. At many places. And the Smriti also, in Bhagavad Gita also, we find the same thing. Tan Titichasya Bharata. Matrasparsha is to Kauntaya. What is that after? Matrasparsha is to Kauntaya.
Sitoshna
Sukha Dukhada. Agama Paino Anitya. Tan Titichasya Bharata. Tan Titichasya. This is an instruction, advice. Do this. Again, tasmad uttishta kaunteya yuddhaya kritanishtya. O Arjun, get up. Take a resolution that I will fight. Or ma kuru dhanjan yauvan garvam harati nimesat kala sarvam. In Bhajgobinda Shankaracharya che. Why you are having pride of your dhan, yauvan, jana? Oh, I am a rich person. I have got so many followers. Or I am young. Are it all can go in one moment. In Nimiskar. So these instructions are given at many places. Be it Bhajgobinda or in Bhagavad Gita or in Upanishad or Vivek Chudamani, anywhere you will find it. Now there is one more suggestion for a seeker. Seeker means yati, one who is trying, who is striving to reach his goal. What is the goal? Paramatma is goal. Verse number 334. No, 333 I didn't discuss.
Yes, you did not discuss.
In 333, it is a Sat Abhisandhan Ratah Bimukta. One who is devoted in meditation to the Lord. Satya, Sat Abhisandhan, searching for Satya. Satya means Paramatma. Rata, engaged. Bimukta, Bimukta means he is free from avidya. No more avidya. Then Mahattam Atmiyam Upaiti. If you are meditating on Sat, what you will get? He will get Mahattam Atmiyam. He will get the glory of Atma. He will come to know that he himself is Atma. He himself is Brahman. Upaiti. Amithya Abhisandhana Ratastu Nasyet. But if you are meditating on unreal Mithya, what is Mithya? Anatma. So one who is meditating on Atma or Sat, what he will get? He will get the glory of Atman. He will become Atman, he will become Brahman. But one who is meditating on unreal, our category, meditating on unreal, what he will get? Nasyet, he will perish. Perish means one after another birth will come. Drishtam, it is illustrated, where tad etad chor achoreyo. Chor and achor. Who is a chor? His mind is always agitated. Who is achor? Achor, his mind is peaceful. See? So who is chor? Agyani is chor here. Why agyani is chor? Nisiddha karta. Why it is Nisiddha Karta? Not following Shastra. 100 times Shastra said, don't identify. But still goes there again and again. Nisiddha Karta. So therefore, he is chor. Agyani is chor. His mind is always agitated. Or Gyani. Gyani is achor. Achor means his mind is peaceful. His mind is not agitated. Why? Because he is Satya Abhisandhan Ratha. Satya Abhisandhan is the search of Sat. 334.
Yatirasadayanusandhim
यतिरसदयनुसन्धिं बन्धहेतुं विहाय बन्धहेतुं विहाय स्वयमयमहमस्मीति स्वयमयमहमस्मीति आत्मदृष्टैव तिष्ठेत् आत्मदृष्टैव तिष्ठेत् सुखयति ननु निष्ठा सुखयति ननु निष्ठा ब्रह्मणि स्वानुभूत्या ब्रह्मणि स्वानुभूत्या हरति परमविद्या हरति परमविद्या कार्यदुःखं प्रतीतं कार्यदुःखं प्रतीतं यतिरसदयनुसन्धिं बन्धहेतुं विहाय स्वयमयमहमस्मीति आत्मदृष्टैव तिष्ठेत् सुखयति ननु निष्ठा ब्रह्मणि स्वानुभूत्या हरति परमविद्या कार्यदुःखं प्रतीतम्
Now, this is again an advice. You can say it is an order or instruction by Shankaracharya ji. To whom? To Yati. Yati. Yati asat anusandhim bandhahetum vihaya. Yati, O seeker. Asat anusandhim, dwelling on unreal. Asat anatma, if you are dwelling, thinking, brooding over anatma, it is bandhahetum. It is a cause of bondage. Bandhahetum. Bandhahetum. Vihaya, Shankaracharya ji saying, give up all this thing. Don't identify with anatma. This is the instruction. The sadhak should give up the dwelling on unreal which causes bondage. Yati. Yati means one who is doing yatna, putting in effort, prayatnavan, yati. So dwelling on unreal is causing bondage. So word yati has also come in Guru Rashtakam. The last para says, Guru Rashtakam ya patheet punyadehi yati bhupati brahmachari chagehi. Whosoever studies, whether it is a brahmachari or a gehi grihasthi or bhupati, a raja, or yati, a seeker, labhet vanchit artham padam brahma sagyam. Sangyam, labhet, he gets what? He gets vanchit artham, whatever you desire. And you get the brahmapada. You get brahmapada. Guru ruktam vakye mano yasya lagnam. One who is engaged, meditate, thinks about whatever guru has said. Guru vakyam. So what guru will say? Guru will say only whatever is written in the scriptures. Guru will tell only that. So if somebody listens to that, then what will happen? He will get whatever he wants, and chiefly he will get Brahman. So vihaya means give up. Give up what? Asat anusandhim. Asat, give up asat. Don't think about asat. Many times we have said, whatever is needed from asat, only you take that much. What is my goal? My goal is to reach my goal, Paramatma. For reaching this Paramatma, we have to keep this body fit. The vehicle has to be kept fit. For keeping this vehicle, you have to eat. You have to nourish body. Only that much you do. Balance time, whatever is available, you devote that time toward the Lord. So here the instruction of Shankaracharya is that give up thinking of asat. Give up thinking of asat. Sandhim. Sandhim is joining, you know, sandhi. Like we have the sandhi like deha plus asakti, dehasakti. It is sandhi, joining. But Shankaracharya is saying anusandhim. Anusandhi means you are continuously, you have joined. Anusandhi, continuously you are joined. With what? Asat! Not you are united with the asat for only few minutes or few hours or few days. No. Anusandhim. Anu means continuously you are united with asat. So why give up asat? Bandha hetu. This cause bondage. Therefore, I suggest don't go toward asat. Don't go toward asat. Don't get yourself bogged down in asat. Don't brood over asat. Dhyayato visyan punsa. Remember, same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. Sangha will come, kaam will arise, and all those things will come. Okay, Shankaracharya, I accept your suggestion. I will not meditate on asat, but mind needs some occupation. Mind needs some occupation. Shankaracharya says, yes, I am telling you what to do. Swayam ayam asmi iti atmadrishtya evatishthet. Swayam means myself. I am this. I am aham asmi. I am this. I am atma brahma. Aham brahma asmi. Iti atmadrishtya evatishthet. Iti atmadrishtya. Thus, as an atman, eva alone, tishthet should remain. So the mind should do, instead of brooding over asat, bring that mind, take that mind or withdraw that mind from vishay and give him the occupation. Okay, now aham asmi, I am that atman, I am that brahman. Tishthet. You should stay like that. Swayam asmi, aham asmi, iti atma drishtaya. Ah, I myself is this. My identity, what is my identity? My identity is atma. Who am I? I am Atma. I am Brahman. I am Sat Tattva. This is my true nature. This is my true nature. That which remains in three periods of time is my true nature. Not this body. This is from the highest standpoint. Maintain this thought. Maintain this thought. Then immediately you will ask me a question, how I will interact in the world then? If I am always, I am somebody asking me, who are you, instead of telling I am JK, and I will say I am Brahman. So I will interact in the world. So it is said, when you interact with the world at the body level, you go on doing. But inside in your mind, always think I am Atman. We have to interact with the world. Even a realized master interacts with the world. But inside he always thinks that I am that. Truth, I am that reality, I am that Paramatma. So who am I? I am actually the am, asmi. I am that asmi, I am that atma. Aham asmi sadabhami kadachitna aham apriya. I am always dear to me. I am never apriya to myself. And I never dislike myself. Okay, maintain this asmi bhav. So if I maintain this bhav that I am Brahman, I am Satchidananda, what will happen? Sukhayati nanu nishta brahmani swanubhutya. Sukhayati, it will give rise to bliss. If I start thinking I am Paramatman, I am Satchidananda, I am Brahman, what will I get? Sukhayati. It will give rise to bliss. Nishta. But you have to be steadfast in that. Brahmani. Steadfast in what? In Brahmani. We are steadfast in other than Brahmani. Not in Atma or Brahman. We are steadfast in Anatma. Swanubhutya, gained through self-realization. So for steadfastness in Brahman, gained through the realization of one's identity with it, gives rise to bliss. Slowly, slowly you will get nishtha. Slowly, slowly it will happen. Nishtha means abidance in that. Like some people have got japa nishtha. Some people have got puja nishtha. Puja nishtha. And how are all we? We are all vishaya nishtha. What is this vishaya? It is vish. It's poison. The word vishaya itself says it is vish plus ya, vishaya. So vishaya contains what? Vis. What is that vis? It binds us. binds us. Bandha hetu. Okay. So if we experience that bliss a little bit, then more nishtha. More nishtha, more experience. Continuously it will happen. So how do we develop this faith, this nishtha? So if I have faith in one person, I will get response from him. When I get response from him, I have more faith. Same way Vedanta says, you are Brahman. By this you will get peace of mind. By experience of peace of mind, I will again meditate on Brahman. Again meditate on Brahman. Because I want that permanent peace of mind. So this way, nishtha will come. So to get abidance into Brahman, focus on Brahman. More focus, more abidance. Nishtha will give rise to experience of sukha. Sukhayati, we will taste ananda, that bliss which is without object, you know. Without object. It is not visaya ananda. What else will happen? Harati param avidya kare dukkham pratitam. Harati, it removes. It removes what? Avidya kare dukkham, the misery born of ignorance. All dukkha over. Harati, removes. Pratitam, which is experienced by us. We all are experiencing dukkha. Why we are getting dukkha? Because we are identified with the anatma vastu. Shankaracharya is not saying destroy your anatma vastu. He is only saying disidentify, that's all. Be very careful. Don't misunderstand Vedanta. So thoroughly removes the misery born of ignorance which one experiences in the state of avidya. Harati param avidya. No more tension, no distress, no depression, no anxiety, nothing will be there. These are all coming from avidya. What is avidya? Not knowing our own true self is avidya. Once I come to know, who am I? I am Satchidananda, I am Brahman. So what will I get? Will I get sorrow? If I get sorrow from Satchidananda, then I have to change the name of Satchidananda. I have to say him Satchid Dukkham. But when I reach there, I will get only Sukh and Sukh. So what is this Dukkha? Thought of sorrow, agitation, stress, worry, anxiety, tension. This is all parivar, family of avidya. Family of avidya. If we are united with avidya, ignorance, it affects is all those things. Sorrow, tension, stress, depression, and all this. This is all family. And we all are well acquainted with all these things. Dukkha. Well acquainted. In Upanishad, they say, tarati sokam atmavit. No sok. Atmavit, one who is the knower of the truth, Atmavit. Tarati sokam, no more sok. Because we have already seen scientifically that all sok come from Sanatma only. And one who reaches Atma, there cannot be any sok because he has already distanced himself from Anatma. You can reach Atma only when you leave Anatma. When you leave Anatma. So any person who has left Anatma and reached Atma, he will experience Sukh only. No more Dukkha because he has detached. He has detached from the world and attached to the Lord. So once we detach from the world, no more Dukkha. Dukkha only comes when we are attached. If we are not attached to the world, no Dukkha. We are not attached to neighbor house. If something happens to neighbor's house, we are not sorrowful. But something happens to my own house, attached. We experience dukkha. So all problem is identification. All problem is identification. Okay. So in a person who is established in Brahman, how avidya can arise in him? How miseries caused by avidya can come to him? If avidya is removed, all the causes of sorrow, attention, everything, all leaves. And Mahatma gives a beautiful example, like the queen bee from a hive, if she leaves, all other bees also leave. From beehive, if queen bee leaves, queen bee is avidya. If avidya leaves from us, then it's all karya. Karya means the effect of avidya. Sorrow, agitation, stress, worry, anxiety, tension, this all will go away. When? When avidya is gone. How avidya will go away? Avidya will go away by vidya only. Nahi jnane na sadisham pavitram iha vidyate. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, jnan is the most purified thing. Nahi jnanam sadisham. Okay, so what we have to do? We have to give asat and focus on sat, which is our own atman, and attain nishtha, abide in that. Enjoy bliss. Itna hi to kaam karna hai. Isko chodo, usko pakdo. Bas, that's all. But those both things have to be done simultaneously. You have to leave this and hold on to this. Because mind has to be given some job. Mind is occupied in anatma. Withdraw that mind. Give him the job. Hold on to sat now. Peaceful. Okay. Yes, brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nanditteva. See? In Bhaj Govinda, Shankaracharya says, if your chit, if your mind is reveling in Brahman, what will happen? Nandati nandati. Doesn't matter. Wherever you are in the world, doesn't matter to you because your mind is where? Your mind is always with us. Okay. Then how he enjoys this bliss? How he enjoys the bliss? So when we were studying Vedanta, Guruji said, okay, whether you realize or not realize, even after Vedanta course, you should at least remember the symptom, you know. A realized person, how he sings. So there is a sort of kavita given there. Ha vu, ha vu, ha vu. Ahanamam, ahanamam, ahamannam, ahamannada, ahamannada, ahamannada. I am all these enjoyable things. I am the enjoyer. See? So whether you realize or not realize, it is from Taittiriya Upanishad, you at least memorize this part. So whenever you come to Sanda, Amannada, Amannada, Amannada. So what will be the symptoms on a realized person? So one thing is that he will be always smiling. But this is not artificial smile. This is not artificial smile. There will be glow on his face. That is not an artificial glow. There will be cheerfulness inside. Always cheerful. Always happy. Sukhayati. It is not superficial happiness. So Shankaracharya says, give up asat. If you don't give asat, then you are in trouble. What is the trouble? He is going to tell us in verse number 335. But before that, Gurudev says, constant contemplation upon sense objects, asat, is the cause for bondage. Examine all these statements, what actually we are doing. Constant contemplation upon sense object, that is what we are doing 24 hours, except 1 hour for Vivek Churamani class. Then we are thinking about sat. The moment we leave Vivek Churamani class, again we start thinking about asat only. When lust and passions cloud the mind's vision, the cloud the higher the purpose in life and muddy the enduring values of the honest living, this drives us to compromise. Therefore, one who is striving to live up to the spiritual value, yati, The sadhak should give up the habit of constant reflection upon the unreal. Constant reflection. Anusandhim. We are constantly united with the asat, unreal, the finite object and ephemeral experiences. So Shankaraji tells us disidentify. So this verse tells disidentify with asat. If you don't do it, what is the effect? Next verse, 335.
Bhayanusandhip parivardhayet phalam.
Bhayanusandhip parivardhayet phalam.
Durvasanameva tatastatodhikam. Durvasanameva tatastatodhikam. Gyatva vivekaiv pariritta bhayam.
Gyatva vivekai pariritya vayam.
Swatmanusandhim vidadhita nityam.
Swatmanusandhim vidadhita nityam.
Bhayanusandhi parivardayet phalam. Durvasanameva tatastatodhikam. Gyatva vivekaiv pariritya vayam. Swatmanusandhim vidadhita nityam.
Vaya anusandhi. Vaya, again, external thing. Anusandhi, sandhim is joining. Anu, constantly joining. Constantly meditating. Parivardayet will intensify phalam, its fruits. Durvasanam eva tatattadikam. Durvasanam, what is the fruit? Evil propensities. Eva alone. Tatatata, from that adhikam will increase. Simple thing. If you meditate on asat, vasana will increase. We are supposed to exhaust vasanas in human form. But if we don't listen to Shastra, Shastra is telling us, disidentify. But we continue to identify anusandhim again and again. Therefore, we are nisiddhakarta, wrongdoer. So, constant contemplation upon the external objects will only gather fruits, namely enhancing the evil propensities which goes from bad to worse. Constantly thinking about the sense object, parivardayet phalam, it will give you more phal. Don't think you will get banana or mango or apple. Not that phal. Parivardayet phalam. Don't expect if you are united with the asat, you will get these phal. What is the phal? More and more vasana tendencies will be created. That is prasad. That prasad you will get. Prasad of vasana. It will increase more and more and more and more. So, moment one becomes extrovert, he starts collecting more and more vasanas. One vasana will create 10 vasanas. 10 vasanas will create 100 vasanas. And then we are in the chain reaction. We can't come out of that. Vasana, desire, action. Vasana, desire, action. Continuous chain continues. We call it anarthkari parampara. Same thing Shankaracharya said in earlier verse 330, vasana vriddhita karya, karya vriddhya cha vasana, vardate sarvata punsa, sansaro na nivartate. Sansar jata nahi hai. We are bound in sansar. Continuously it is happening. So Gurudev says, if you are through constant yearning, continuously in the contact with the outer world, that is what we are doing now. The dire result will multiply. What are these natural dire results? The results of contacting the world outside are vasanas, which are to manifest as desire and agitation. The more you turn outward, the more the inner entanglement will increase. When you are turned outward, the agitation, vikshep get multiplied, and hence the vasana and desires multiply in leaps and bounds within. Thereafter, prompted by your own vasana, more and more desires arise, which create more and more agitation, and which in turn prompts more and more activities. This chain reaction continues. At last, your entire attention becomes so much engaged with them that you dive into the field of endless conflicts, and the individuality in you gets pounded into an unrecognizable pulp of ugliness. Same thing is said in Upadesar. We have studied Upadesar also. Kriti mohodadau patan karanam phalama saswatam gati nirodhakam. Kriti mohodadau, in the vast ocean of action which you are doing outside. Kriti mahodadau, it is not ending ocean. We are acting, acting, and action. Actions are continuing. What will you get with these actions if they are not properly done? It says phalam asaswatam. It will give you fruit. All action will give us fruit. But that fruit is, how is that fruit? Asaswatam, impermanent. Then patan karanam, it is the cause of fall. We are in the sansar. And gati nirodhakam, it is a barrier in the progress. We are not progressing toward the Lord. We are going down, 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 down into the world. So therefore, extrovertedness is dangerous. Dangerous. We will be collecting more and more vasanas. What should we do? Suggestion. Gyatva vivekai parihrittavayam swatmanu sandhim vididhita nityam. Gyatva. Knowing this thing, if we go out unnecessarily, it will give me sorrow only. I am creating more vasanas only. Gyatva, knowing this. How? Vivekai. By through discrimination, start thinking what I am getting. Parihritya vahyam, parihritya, give up. Vahyam, thought of external. Swatma sandhim vidadita nityam. And swatma sandhim, anusandhim, meditate on what? On swatma, on your own inner self. Vidadit, one should apply oneself nityam, constantly. So Shankaracharya's suggestion is disengage yourself from outside world and engage yourself in your own atman. So knowing this through discrimination, one should leave the thoughts of external objects and constantly apply oneself to meditation on the self. This is what we have to do. Now in the next verse, in one verse, he is giving the whole of Vedanta. Whole Vedanta condensed in one verse. So be attentive. Verse number 336.
Baye niruddhe manasa prasannata. Baye niruddhe manasa prasannata. Mana prasade paramatma darshanam. Mana prasade paramatma darshanam. Tasmin sudrishte bhavabandhanashah. Tasmin sudrishte bhavabandhanashah. Bahir nirodha padavi vimuktehe. Bahir nirodha padavi vimuktehe. Baye niruddhe manasa prasannata. Mana prasade paramatma darshanam. Tasmin sudrishte bhavabandhanashah. Bahir nirodha padavi vimuktehe.
So how a person can grow and unfold? How a person can grow and unfold is given in this verse. Answer is here. Vahye niruddhe, when the objective world is shut out. Vahye niruddhe. manas of the mind, prasannata, quietitude is gained. You withdraw from the world, you get quietitude, you get peace of mind. In sleep, we withdraw from the world and we all become happy, mind become peaceful. So withdraw mind from the world. World should not enter mind. Niruddha, stop. Don't allow senses to bring sense objects. Don't open mind for the senses. Senses are all the windows through which all these things are coming. It is said, Indriya dwara nana jaroka avati visebhyari. Indriya dwar, these are all the golak, these are the dwar, the doors through which all the sense objects, sabda, sparsha, roop, ras, gandha, they enter. Indriya dwar nana jaroka avati eti visebhyari. When through these windows the sense objects are coming, it is like as if the wind is coming. From five different doors, the sense objects, vrittis are coming, stimuli are coming. And what is happening? Inside me there is a knowledge, there is a lamp of knowledge. And when all these are coming inside, then this knowledge starts seeking. See? The lamp of knowledge which is inside, it starts seeking there. And sometimes it is blown away by the visaybath. Knowledge is gone. Again I go back to Vishay. In chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, we are thinking about the yoga brush. I have started sadhana and I gone to Vishay. In chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Vahi Bahyan, keep this sense object outside only. Don't allow objects to enter unnecessarily. In Tattvabodh, it is called dham. Control of senses is called dham. Dham kaha, chakshuradi vahye indriya nigraha. Withdraw the senses. Control your senses. Don't allow the sense objects to enter unnecessarily. And how should we control? Yada sangharate chayam kurmo ingavaniva sarvasah. Like kurmanga, like a tortoise, withdraws. So all organs, the moment he sees danger, withdraws immediately. Jnani also does the same thing. Wherever he goes, if he finds these vishas are attracting me, immediately he will withdraw. He will put his mind straight to the Brahman. Start thinking of, although he is there in the sansar, but his mind is somewhere else. If we are successful in withdrawing sense from the sense object, then what will happen? Manah prasade paramatma darsanam. See. Manah prasade, when the mind is quiet, paramatma darsanam, the vision of the Supreme Self. When the mind is quiet, there is a vision of Supreme Self. Many times I have explained this thing. What is mind? It is a flow of thoughts. What is this thought? These are only inert things. Mind is inert. Product of mind is also inert. But in mind itself is illuminator of mind. Consciousness is there only. Mana prasad means what? When there is no thought. When there is no thought, that what will remain? The illuminator will remain. That illuminator is the paramatma darsanam. So seeker will enjoy quietitude, tranquility of mind. If the sense organs are closed, the energy is not drained and mind is not agitated by stimuli of the sense object and mind become peaceful. If I don't allow the entry points, I close the entry point. Sabda, sparsha, roopa, ras, gandha, you cannot enter. Then how the mind can get disturbed? Mind will not get disturbed. When the mind don't get disturbed, it is peaceful. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hani rasyopa jayate, Bhagavad Gita says. So here we get an idea that there are only two steps, and that this I have repeated perhaps in almost all discourses: mana prasad and gyan. First step is mana prasad. Mana prasad means quietude of mind. Don't allow sense objects to enter. Mana prasad, purification of mind. And next is the realization. So when chitta suddhi, first is purification of mind. When the chitta suddhi happens, mind is quiet. Chitta suddhi means what? Vasana has reduced. If vasana has reduced, mind is quiet. Very scientific. If vasana has reduced, purification of mind is automatic. When purification of mind happens, that means vasana is less, agitation of mind is less. Then after that, realization. So peaceful mind, there will be no, in the peaceful mind, there will be vision of Paramatma. Therefore, in Kathopanishad, it is said, Mansa eva aptavyam, Mansa eva drashtavyam. Mansa eva aptavyam, because it is already there in mind. Already in our mind. And Artha, also it is said in Kathopanishad, Drishyate tvagra buddhya sushmaya sushmadarshibhi. So you are seeing in your own heart with your closed eyes. Closed eyes. So Paramatma is shining inside. Same thing we have studied in Upadesar also. Vesahanata swatna darsanam, isa darsanam, swatna rupata. Vesahanata. Vesahanata means once you give up your gross body and subtle body. Giving up means not destroying it. Giving up means if you withdraw from your gross body and subtle body. What is gross body? This outside body. What is subtle body? Including mind. Mind, thoughts are gone. If I have withdrawn from gross body and subtle body, Vesahanata, Swatma Darsanam, there is vision of self. There is vision of self. Why vision of self? Because the illuminator of all vritti is sitting there. Pratibodha viditam. In Keno Upanishad we have seen. Pratibodha. In each and every thought he is there because he is illuminating each and every vritti. Every thought. Pratibodha viditam. Swatma darsanam. Isa darsanam swatna rupata. This is darsan, this vision of Lord is swatna rupata as your own self. Your own self is Lord. That is Paramatma. Paramatma is not outside. Paramatma is inside in all of us. Inside in all of us. Okay, then tasmin sudrishte bhavandanasa. If I am able to see him, tasmin sudrishte, when that is perfectly realized, when we go beyond mind, go beyond mind means when the vrittis are not there, then that illuminator is self-effulgent, awareness is full there. Tasmin sudrishte bhavandanasa, bhavandanasa, destruction of bondage of becoming. There is no more becoming, becoming, become. I have become the ultimate becoming. Ultimate becoming, I have become Brahman. Now I am no more interested in becoming from million to billionaire. I am not at all interested. Bhavandanasa. So when that is perfectly realized, the chain of birth and death is broken. Khatam. Once we realize that, then the chain of janma and mrityu is broken. So as you realize and experience Paramatma, simultaneously Bhavbandhu is destroyed. Earlier also in the verse we saw, the moment we come to the Paramatma, we have already left Anatma. Janma mrityu is happening in anatma, changes are happening in anatma. There is no change, no birth, no death in Paramatma. See, if I detach from anatma and attach to atma, I also become Paramatma only. Therefore, no janma mrityu. If I am attached to anatma, which is my body, then there is janma mrityu. Then there is a change. Okay, so Shankaracharya has given sadhana in this verse. Shankaracharya has given sadhana in Bhaj Govindam also. Satsangatve, nisangatvam, nisangatve, nirmohatvam, nirmohatve, nischaltatvam, nischaltatve, jivan mukti. Four steps. Satsangatve nisangatvam. Unless you come to satsang, nisangatvam, detachment will not happen. Never it will happen. It is only when you come to satsang, you come to know about the atma and anatma. You come to know who is giving us sorrow. Atma is giving us sorrow. No reaction on your face? Atma is giving sorrow? Anatma is giving me sorrow. Anatma is giving me sorrow. You come to know about this only in satsang. Then slowly, slowly you will withdraw. Withdraw from anatma. Nisangatve nirmohatvam. Now moho, the delusion. The world is giving me joy, 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 joy. That is gone. You come to know, no, that is not joy there. The source of joy is inside me. The only source of joy is inside me. And the sense objects are giving only reflected joy. It's my own joy. I am superimposing on sense objects. This clarity will come. When this clarity will come, you will come to know from the Vishaya, I was getting some sukh. That was our wrong understanding, that Vishaya or the sense object is giving me little sukh, and therefore I am running after sense objects. But there is a source within me, which is the source of all sukha, and you can get it. Naturally, each and every intelligent person will say, I want to know that source. The source of permanent happiness. So once you come to know that, moha, wrong understanding is gone. What is wrong understanding? Vishaya are giving me sukha, is gone. Nirmuhatya, nischal tattvam. You reach to the nischal tattva. What is nischal tattva? That atman is nischal tattva. Once you come to know that nischal tattva, jivan mukti. Jivan mukti ho gaya. Okay, so what we have to do, let us understand. We have to do sam and dham. Dham means control of senses, sam is control of mind. Sam and dham we have to do. Then we have to do the samadhan, chitta ekagrata. Then chitta ekagrata is the quietitude of mind. In the quietitude of mind, you will get realization. When the realization happens, babhanda mukti, no more sorrow of the world. Is it not scientific? Pakka science. It will happen. There is no doubt about it. If you have got the clarity in knowledge, start striving for it. Fir, what is this destruction of bhavanda? Meera says, bhavasagar sukh gayo ab fikar nahi tarnan ki. While living, she is saying, Bhava Sagar Sukh Gayo, the thing which you are saying, this Sagar, now that Sagar is not no more there for me. I have already withdrawn from the Anatma. Therefore, that Sagar is now dried up. Fikar nahi tarnan ki, now if I stay in the world, nothing happens to me. सो बहिर्निरोध पदवी विमुक्ते. बहिर्निरोध सटिंग ऑफ आउटर वर्ल्ड, सटिंग ऑफ आउटर वर्ल्ड. पदवी इज द इनिशियल फर्स्ट स्टेप विमुक्ते फॉर रीचिंग लिबरेशन. सो फॉर रीचिंग लिबरेशन वी हैव टू सट दिस आउटर वर्ल्ड, एंड सटिंग आउट ऑफ द एक्सटर्नल वर्ल्ड इज द इनिशियल स्टेप फॉर रीचिंग लिबरेशन. तो फर्स्ट स्टेप इज निरोध, कंट्रोल ऑफ सेंसेस, गिव अप बैड हैबिट्स, एडिक्शंस. गिव अप बैड हैबिट्स एंड एडिक्शन इज व्हाट? मेनी टाइम्स समटाइम्स वी गो टू द टेम्पल एंड समटाइम्स द प्रीस्ट देयर सेज यू व्हेन यू हैव कम हियर टू द टेम्पल यू गिव अप समथिंग, प्रॉमिस फ्रॉम टुडे ऑनवर्ड यू विल नॉट डू दिस थिंग, गिव अप समथिंग. But normally people, you know what do they do? I don't like Karela, so I give up Karela. No problem. But I like mango, I don't give up mango. I like coffee, I don't give up coffee. You have to give up something which you like. Then only it is a control, you know, dumb. Control your senses like this. This way you have to proceed. Okay. So know the steps. So what is the step? First we have to make the mind peaceful. How the mind can be made peaceful? We have to control our senses. We will not allow unnecessary sabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha to enter through our five gates. We will not allow that. And then after that realize. Then comes, can a realized person indulge in bhoga? Can a realized person indulge in bhoga? Answer is no. Krittamasti kim swastitim yataha. Kim krittamasti? Is there anything to be done? After this knowledge, is there anything to be done in the anatma now? For a realized person? No. But still he will be living because he has to go through his prarabdha. Prarabdha. Swasthitim yata. One who is established is in own swasthiti, abiding in his own atma, there is nothing more to be done. That's all. Somebody asks Shankaracharya, will such person, learned person, will go for lower things? Will he go back for anatma vastu again? Will he go to asat again? Shankaracharya become angry, you know, in the next verse, which we'll see in the next class. You will find that he uses the language, he shows that he is angry. What are you talking about all this? A realized person will do all this thing? No, he will not do. That we'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.